Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great and historic day. The first time that Americans, at least Americans who live in the state of Iowa and are registered voters there, will get their chance to express themselves on who should be the new president of the United States. They really won't have much of a chance to vote on keeping Joe Biden as president. Iowa's a Republican state, but basically there's no competition on the Democratic side, so there's a great deal of expectation that there will be people on the Democratic side who actually vote in the Republican caucuses. They can do that. You can change your registration as you're coming in to caucus. So there's a report that there are actually a lot of people in Iowa who are doing that. A report by Rebecca Davis O'Brien and Jasmine Ulioa and Molly Langman from Iowa for the New York Times. In Iowa, some Democrats make the party swap for Haley. Will that be a factor? There's a lot of speculation that the weather is going to be a factor working for President Trump, because, again, his supporters are deeply, deeply committed to him, and they're more likely to brave the wind chills, getting the temperature down as low as 35 degrees. That's not 35 degrees below freezing. It's 35 degrees below zero, which is the equivalent of what? That's a total of 67 degrees below freezing. It is unbelievably cold. I was trying to explain this to my granddaughter, who's 7, and learning about temperatures. And, again, given the fact that here over the weekend, some of our temperatures in the Seattle area got down to 20, 25 degrees. And at one point in the weekend, was even down to 18, but nothing below zero. That's inconceivable to a 7-year-old and to most people who don't live in the Midwest. It is an unbelievable thing. However, President Trump was very clear encouraging his Iowa supporters to caucus, and he had this to say to a crowd. The only event of the day that he performed was a performance in Indianola, Iowa. And he told his supporters yesterday, actually, to brave the frigid temperatures and deliver him a decisive victory. Listen, this is clip 6.
So if you want to save America from crooked Joe Biden, you must go caucus tomorrow. Look at the first step. We're going to do it big. You got to get out. You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, God, I'm not going to make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it. If you're sick, if you're just so sick, you can't. Darn it, I don't think. Get up. You get up. You vote. Yes, darling. Ultimately, we know who calls the shots, right? Right, Polly?
Okay, if it's the last thing you do, get up, even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it. And just to leave people on a high note, he also said in Indianola, and to try to raise sort of the level of discourse and bring America together, he said, these caucuses are your personal chance to score the ultimate victory over all of the liars, cheaters, thugs, perverts, frauds, crooks, freaks, creeps, and other quite nice people. The Washington swamp has done everything in its power to take away your voice, but tomorrow is your time to turn on them and to say and speak your mind and your vote. This appearing in the AP, it's a transcript of what President Trump had to say. He told his supporters that they could fight back against his political enemies, claiming that the four indictments he faces were driven by politics, and renewing his claims about the 2020 stolen election he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. And many in the crowd wore white and gold caps, identifying them as Trump caucus captains who will help round out support for him Monday night. This emphasizes the idea that what's going on in Iowa, it's not a close race. It's a close race for second, apparently, but not a close race for who wins the Iowa caucuses. The most recent Real Clear Politics average, Trump 52%, Haley 18%, DeSantis 15%. There is a Des Moines Register poll that says that it's actually stronger than that for Haley, that Haley's up to 20%, and DeSantis down at 16%. So she could be DeSantis in the fight for second place. By the way, in that poll, it shows Ramaswamy doing 8%. There's also a pastor named Damastus, and he spoke in church yesterday at the Fort Des Moines Church of Christ, a non-denominational congregation here in South Central Des Moines. And the pastor, Mike Damastus, said, "I want to give as strong of an encouragement as I can to you to be involved tomorrow night." That would be tonight, to go to the caucus. "You have a civic responsibility as a believer in Jesus Christ to do it," Damastus told his congregants. Quote, "I believe it's not my role to tell you who to vote for. It is my role to tell you that you need to go to the caucus site and honor God with your vote. That's it. And so do your duty, go tomorrow, and caucus for King Jesus." Now, it's interesting, at the very end of this article, which is in the Dispatch, it's by Andrew Egger, he spoke to Pastor Damastus, and he said, "I believe you're going to see," this is the pastor, "Ron DeSantis take the top spot." That's what he told the Dispatch. "I think you're going to see Trump take number two. And I think probably a big surprise for a lot of people will be to see Vivek Ramaswamy come in third place and Haley drop down to fourth." By the way, new bad blood between Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump. Vivek Ramaswamy posed for a picture with a bunch of supporters while wearing black T-shirts, probably with something covering over them, given the weather in Iowa right now. But they were all wearing black T-shirts standing around Vivek Ramaswamy. The T-shirts said on them, "Vote for Vivek to save Trump," with the idea that somehow Trump was in so much trouble with these various indictments against him and various law cases, he needed Vivek to come in, win the election, and to save him. We're going to be speaking to Chris Saliza, and he has a direct impression of what is going on in Iowa. He was a longtime writer for USA Today and for other publications. We're going to be speaking later to Jonathan Allen of NBC, who's on the ground, I hope well-heated, in Iowa. We'll also be talking a little bit about the real revelations about marijuana and its ability to ruin people's lives by spreading paranoia and schizophrenia. Is that legitimate or just scare tactics? And then more about the arguments, of course, going on caucus night about what actually happened on January 6th of last year. We will get to that and more on the meaning of Martin Luther King Holiday, which today is, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is Iowa Caucus Day. The fact that it is combined with the Martin Luther King holiday, which is a national holiday and no mail delivery and no banks that are open and stock market isn't open. With all of that going on, people have the opportunity to pay more attention to the race for the Republican nomination and to the first chapter of that race in terms of formally picking delegates and showing not just what people tell pollsters, but what people write down on little slips of paper in caucuses all across the state of Iowa. And Nikki Haley, who is one of those people who everyone talks about her momentum, which has actually been pretty impressive in Iowa, where she didn't look like she had any kind of chance at all. She is now, according to most polls and to the RCP average, that's the Real Clear Politics average of all the different polls, she's running second. DeSantis, who had been to every one of the 99 counties in Iowa, had campaigned harder in the Hawkeye state than anybody else. She is ahead of him 18 to 15%. But with caucuses being the way they are, you remember the last time there were contested caucuses in Iowa was in 2020 for the Democrats. There was no real contest. No one was trying to take the nomination away from Trump. So Trump was going to be the Republican nominee, and then the main Iowa competitors were Bernie Sanders, who was heavily favored to win because he had the best campaign organization, and he spoke for that whole active, very passionate left wing of the party, and then Pete Buttigieg, where people were just learning how to pronounce his name, which is still difficult. And, again, first major openly gay candidate for president of the United States. And it was actually Buttigieg who won the Iowa caucuses. But people didn't find that out because the entire system broke down. Now, I don't know if it is true that the blizzards and the storms and the 35 degrees below zero temperatures, if that's going to be more or less likely that the system is going to break down again, which would be a shame for the state of Iowa and probably a shame for the Republican Party, especially with the New Hampshire primary coming up a week, not from today, but a week from tomorrow. It's, again, New Hampshire showing very different kinds of polling results that show that there it is much closer, and that Nikki Haley has a real chance of winning the New Hampshire primary, which would be a major blow to this idea of Trump's inevitability. This is Governor Haley. She was at a diner, I guess to keep warm, in Iowa today, and she was joined by Fox News' Neil Cavuto, and it sounded like this. This is clip 19.
Trump has not been ripping you to the extent, let's say, he had earlier, and certainly to the extent he has your opponents. What are we to read into that? Anything?
I mean, look at the millions of dollars he's spending against me on TV. And, you know, he has done that. He says that when he's in his town halls, he's saying plenty about us. But that's because he knows that we're surging. We are the only one going up in the polls. Everybody else is going down. That says something. And we know that momentum that we take from Iowa is going to go into New Hampshire. It's going to get even stronger in South Carolina until we finish this. This will be a two-person race with me and Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, we want to make sure that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't win, and we're going to do that by winning this.
There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal that talks about Nikki Haley's path to a potential victory in this nomination fight. And they point out that Haley's support level in the CNN poll of New Hampshire was built on voters with college degrees. She is winning 40% of them, compared with about 27% for Trump, as well as self-described moderates, among whom she led 23% to 9%. Moderates, there are also lots of moderates out there for Joe Biden. At the same time, Haley is showing signs of drawing new support in Iowa, writes the Wall Street Journal, and from voters who aren't the most ardent Republicans. Recent days have seen some Democrats and independents attend Haley events and stand up to say they are switching party affiliation temporarily to back her in Monday's caucuses. Heather Wilcoxon, a 47-year-old Democrat who lives in Des Moines and works in the hotel industry, said she already had switched her party registration to GOP so she could caucus for Haley and was encouraging her friends and relatives to do the same. She said she was doing so because she was concerned Trump could win the GOP nomination and become president. Yes, he could. I don't align with her on all the issues, she said of Haley, but Trump is like a five-year-old. That five-year-old was speaking at a campaign rally in Indianola, Iowa, and he decided to hit what is a popular target for Republicans and conservatives generally, Washington, D.C. Listen, this is clip 17.
And we will take over the horribly run capital of our nation. Horribly run. We have a capital that we all love. Right now it's a rat-infested, graffiti-infested shithole. Horrible. Where people are being killed. This week, three people were shot. People are being killed just for walking into a park, which is now littered with tents and homeless and up there. Find places for them, but you cannot do that to our capital.
Okay, and again, I don't know if Trump went on to mention this. One of the pieces that I just posted on Substack was about Washington, D.C., or I wouldn't call it a rat-infested, graffiti-infested asshole, as President Trump did. However, it does lead the country in per capita, per population count of the homeless. The Housing and Urban Development Department does a homeless census, and they always release the figures. The numbers are taken from actually January of last year, so January 2023. But more than L.A., more than New York, more than San Francisco, Washington, D.C., the biggest concentration of homeless. So there's that to back up what President Trump is saying. How he's going to take away the control of the city from the local government? Well, that'll be interesting. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Chris Saliza, who says, yes, the former president is going to walk away with victory tonight. But that still leaves real questions behind. What are they? We'll be speaking, coming up, to Chris Saliza, veteran political reporter, best-selling author, coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964, the rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Chris Saliza has established his brand as a political reporter, as a frequent analyst on CNN's airwaves. Prior to CNN, he worked for a decade at the Washington Post, where he built a reputation as the source for fast analysis of the day's events. We've spoken with him about his best-selling book, Power Players, Sports, Politics, and the American Presidency. And regarding sports and politics, he has something to say. Not very nice, actually, but appropriately not very nice. He has something to say about a figure in sports who has blundered into politics, but we will get to that. Chris, you're not in Iowa. You're back home in Washington, D.C.
I'm home in snowy and cold, though not as cold as Iowa, Virginia. So I am not in Iowa today.
Okay. Well, just if you were in Iowa, and based upon all the news and all the dispatches, you share the consensus point of view that this is going to be a record-breaking, runaway, big triumph for former President Trump.
Record-breaking, I believe. So the record for margin of victory in a Republican caucus in Iowa, now, again, it hasn't been around that long, you know, 40 or so years, but regardless, the record is 12 points, a 12-point victory Bob Dole had in 1988.
Over Pat Robertson,
so, yeah,
right?
Yes, exactly. And you know, I think Donald Trump is going to win by significantly more than that. Now, is it a romp? Is it a triumph? So much of that sort of depends on what the media narrative is coming out. Polling suggests he's ahead by about 25 to 30 points. I mean, that's a significant margin. If he won by 25 or 30, I think that would be remarkable, just given that there are, you know, four or five candidates in the field, and he is not the sitting president of the United States, right? I mean, this is an open primary, ostensibly. I expect him, I've sort of said it, and again, I think it's important, Michael, to acknowledge the arbitrariness of anyone who's sort of setting expectations, but I've sort of set it at about 15. If he wins by more than 15, I think that's a significant victory. I think he is going to be the nominee. I don't really see a path, even if I feel like Nikki Haley has to win New Hampshire. If she doesn't win New Hampshire, it's over. If she does win New Hampshire, it at least gives her a chance to sort of extend the race. But I don't think that we should read too much into tonight. I think it's very likely in 8 days' time we're going to have Nikki Haley and Donald Trump as the only two sort of serious candidates left in this race.
And you think that if Nikki Haley does manage a victory in New Hampshire, even if it's a very close victory, that could stop the rush to endorse and to accept President Trump? See that Senator Mike Lee endorsed President Trump. Doug Burgum, who's the governor of North Dakota, appeared with President Trump in Iowa yesterday.
Marco Rubio. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Marco Rubio, yep, despite their debate on small hands, and the fact that Nikki Haley, by the way, had endorsed Marco Rubio in the 2016
absolutely
race.
loyalty isn't worth all that much. Yeah, I mean, I think that if Haley comes in second in Iowa, which I think is a possibility, I don't know if it's a probability, I think what you have for the race for second is a fight between momentum and machine. So Haley clearly has the momentum other than Trump, right? Other than Trump in the race, she sort of has the momentum. DeSantis has the machine. He and his super PAC have spent massive amounts of money in the state. He has the endorsement of Kim Reynolds, the governor of the state. So, in theory, organizationally, DeSantis should have an edge over Haley. She has not spent as much money or time in Iowa as he has. She does not have the endorsements that he has. So the question is, what matters more, momentum or machine? For me, I just don't. We talk about Iowa and then New Hampshire. I don't know where Nikki Haley goes next. I know Nevada, Donald Trump, the caucuses are February the 8th. I believe Donald Trump is going to win overwhelmingly there. Then we go to February, I think it's 24th, the South Carolina primary. In theory, that should be good for Nikki Haley. It's her home state. But I think that when you have more Republicans as opposed to independents and Democrats voting, which you will have in South Carolina, I don't see any evidence that anyone can beat anyone. DeSantis, Haley, Ramaswamy, Asa Hutchinson, I don't see any evidence that any of those people can beat Donald Trump among Republicans, among the Republican base. And, you know, unless and until I see that, I think it's his nomination to lose.
And now what's fascinating about that is that's, of course, been what everything the evidence suggests is what you're saying about Trump's likelihood of winning. It wasn't that way, say, 6 months ago, when, and part of what happened was all of the indictments, and every time he's indicted or has a trial setback, and they're expecting by the end of this month a guilty verdict or a penalty verdict in the fraud trial in New York, and then there are more trials coming up. Is that going to just continue building momentum for former President Trump?
Well, first, I think you correctly identify. Look, I think if Donald Trump kind of walks to the nomination, which I would say if he wins Iowa and New Hampshire, both he will. If he walks to the nomination, and I think that's more likely than not, I think we'll look back at the spring of 2023 as decisive. So two things happen then. In April is the first indictment of Donald Trump in New York. And also, I think,
and that
April
was on the hush money for porn stars.
Exactly. And then by Alvin Bragg, the DA, the Manhattan DA. And then in around that same time, DeSantis announces for president. It's sort of a disaster. He does it on Twitter, if you remember. Elon Musk is hosting it. It goes down. and it begins to go ahead.
Worst announcement in history, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So those two things combine, I think. Trump is propelled upwards. DeSantis begins to go downward. And that's sort of where we're left. I mean, if you look at this, it's like, yes, Nikki Haley has a little bit of momentum, but it's momentum from like 5% to 15%. You know, it's not momentum from 5% to 40%. Like, Donald Trump is still the overwhelming favorite. Now, I do think his legal problems in a Republican primary will continue, I can't believe I'm saying this, but will continue to accrue to his benefit. I think in a general election, particularly if he is convicted of something, I think it is much more problematic for him. But as it relates to, you know, obviously today is Iowa, so we're focused on the Republican primary. As it relates to the Republican primary, I don't see legal machinations or convictions derailing his sort of likely march to the nomination.
I think some of the amalgamation of polls shows that there are some 6% and maybe slightly more of people who say they are currently supporting Trump who said that they would no longer support him if there was a guilty verdict against him, I think, in any of these cases. Do you think you could lose as many as 6%, or will that not make a difference because his margins are so much bigger than that?
I think it matters in a general election. I don't think it matters in a primary. I don't see
Hampshire. We will get back to that in a moment. Sorry to cut you off, Chris, Eliza.
Nope.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers, is he going to be a surprise candidate for president? Not if Chris Eliza can help it. We will be continuing the conversation coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And then pass away. It's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it to President Trump. Chris Saliza is with me, and Chris Saliza not only writes about politics entertainingly and insightfully and has been doing so for years for CNN and for the Washington Post, he also writes about sports and the mixture of politics and sports. He has a very entertaining and insightful book called Power Players, Sports, Politics, and the American Presidency, and talks about how virtually all of our presidents seem to cultivate some kind of interest in sports. And yes, occasionally there are figures in the sporting world who cultivate some kind of interest in politics. One of them, in a not always productive way, has been Aaron Rodgers, who missed most of the season. He was supposed to be the savior for the New York Jets, but I think that's kind of a tough job, isn't it, to be the savior for the Jets?
Man, there's been a lot of them over the years. A lot of professed saviors of the New York Jets, and not actual saviors. I grew up a Giants fan, so I shed no tears for the Jets.
Okay. And no tears for Aaron Rodgers, despite the fact that he sounds a little bit like Trump at times because he makes it sound like the whole world is against him.
Yeah, you know, I'm always a little bit hesitant when I write to just, like, attack someone, you know, because I feel like they don't necessarily know their motives, and, it, you know, who knows. And having been attacked many times myself, I understand being on the receiving end of it. That said, Aaron Rodgers last week, during his several appearances on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN, you know, I just, the level of certainty in his expertise. He spent 25 minutes on what is ostensibly, I'll note, a sports talk show. He spent 25 minutes talking about Dr. Fauci, vaccines, masking, and, you know, his defense of himself is, well, I've read some studies, I read some books, to which I always think, you know, like, I've read books about airplane flight. I'm not a pilot, right? Aaron Rodgers is confused being really good at one thing. And he is, as I say in the piece I wrote, look, Aaron Rodgers is unquestionably a Hall of Fame quarterback. He is amazing at being a quarterback in the NFL. He is, I don't even know if I could put a ratio on it. infinity times better at it than me. Infinity times better at it than Dr. Anthony Fauci. But what he is not, no matter how good he is at throwing a football, reading defenses, calling audibles, leadership in a football arena, what he is not is a doctor, an epidemiologist, or a health expert. So the idea that he's read a study or two is, to me, you know, insufficient evidence of his expertise. And you mentioned Trump, Michael, and I think it's really important. I mentioned it in the piece. I don't want everything to come back to Trump, but I do think that Trump sort of epitomizes and propagated during the 2016 and the 2020 campaign this broad-scale distrust of expertise, that experts, whether it's in the media, whether it's in health, whether it's in the military, these people are, in Trump's words, you know, idiots. They're feckless. They don't really know what's going on. And, in fact, Donald Trump is the one you should listen to. And sort of taking pride in that rejection of institutional wisdom, in rejection of expertise, to me, Rogers is just sort of treading that same path that Trump pioneered. And it makes it no less annoying or no less wrong, but I just felt like I had to at some point kind of address it.
Well, he also completely made up, apparently, the idea that Jimmy Kimmel, who has made some fun of Aaron Rodgers, that Jimmy Kimmel was closely involved with Jeffrey Epstein, which
he was not at all. He was on the Epstein list of close confidants, yes.
Right. So where does that come from? Is that because that Jimmy Kimmel was supportive of vaccines, or does it go deeper than that?
Well, so Rogers, speaking either the next day or a few days later, said that he and Kimmel have had issues, in his words, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is basically it, going back to COVID times. So I do think, I mean, remember, Rogers sort of, this was pre-Jet signing, but Rogers very famously slash infamously, when he was asked if he was vaccinated, said, "I've been immunized." You know, he was very much a leading skeptic of vaccination for COVID-19. Kimmel has been, he's a very public figure and has been outspoken in his support for vaccines and masking when appropriate, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it goes back to that. I also think it's that, you know, Aaron Rodgers has pretty thin skin. He's not different from Donald Trump and a lot of politicians in that regard. I think he's got thin skin. I think he didn't like Jimmy Kimmel, who, by the way, is a comic, but Jimmy Kimmel making fun of him. So he thought he would just troll Jimmy Kimmel by suggesting that Kimmel was on this sort of notorious Epstein list, which, you know, he was not. I think it's an abuse of his celebrity, an abuse of sort of the position that his ability to throw a football has gotten him to do these sorts of things. At the same time, what really depresses me is not that Aaron Rodgers said it, because, you know, we've had people who are willing to do dumb stuff and say dumb stuff for time immemorial. What worries me is that there's a number of people who leap to his defense. And I feel the same way about Trump. You know, I mean, Donald Trump saying the election was stolen, or he won the Iowa caucuses in 2016 even though he lost, or, you know, any number of things. January 6th, they are hostages.
And heroes, you know, yeah.
Right, I don't think we should be surprised at this point, but that Donald Trump does it. What shocks and depresses me is that there is a not insignificant number of people who rush to defend and cheer that sort of behavior. And that, to me, is the more worrisome thing about where we're headed. I mean, we've always
Talk about where we're headed. You mentioned that Aaron Rodgers cited a book that he read, actually set up his expertise on this field of immunology. That book, I believe, was by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right?
Correct. He may have read many other books, but the one that he cited was the book that RFK Jr., a noted vaccine skeptic, wrote, and by the way, a presidential candidate, it all comes around to politics, wrote about Dr. Fauci. Now, that book has been debunked by fact-checkers left and right. Rogers obviously chooses not to see that. And again, you know, I think this is evidence of the ability to be siloed in terms of your consumption of news and information, that you can live in a place where that book is somehow authoritative.
Yeah, very quickly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is an independent candidate for president. I believe the most recent average of polls, he's doing about 18%. Doing enough. He needs 15% to get into the presidential debates if Trump does agree to presidential debates. What impact is that going to have on the election, do you think? Is he going to take more votes away from Trump or from Biden?
I don't know, but bigger than I think we are currently thinking about. I actually think we should be writing, and I need to do this, writing and talking more about RFK Jr. Is he going to be able to hold that percentage? Remember, Ross Perot got 19% of the vote in 1992 in what was broadly seen as the most successful independent bid in, you know, modern history. Kennedy is right there. In the Democratic primary when he was running, his numbers started high and dipped quite low as people got to know him. I don't know if there's going to be a similar arc in a general election, but look, he's getting one in every five votes. That is going to matter, and we have to figure out where those votes are coming from.
And your inclination? I mean, obviously, he has one big issue, which is the environment and climate change, which would tend to take votes from Biden. And then his whole distrust of immunology and vaccines and the idea that basically the measles vaccines will create the autism, which is also ridiculous. But that would largely take votes. Most of the people who lean that way lean toward Trump, no?
Absolutely. That's why I think it's hard to figure out. Plus, the other thing that I think you have to factor in is his last name is Kennedy, right? So it's a name people know. In theory, that's sort of a Democratic royalty name, though I think he did himself some disservice with some of the positions he has taken. So I honestly don't know. I feel like you can argue it, as you just did, Michael, both ways. I think we're going to have to see.
Chris Saliza, his book is posted up at our website, as are some of his most recent columns. You can follow him on chrissaliza.substack.com. Chris, have a happy new year, and let's have only happy and positive political news for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.